Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Jasper, Alberta. You know, again, we've got all of the wonderful scenic pictures at jasper.jbonair.com. And once again, winter sports. I'm about to go snowshoeing. Never done that before. And I'm with Brian from Sundog Tours. And I've got to say, you know, we've all seen snowshoes, and I envision them to be the big wooden ones that, you know, from back in the day. Now, you were telling me that they've come a long way. So first off, I've got to ask you, snowshoeing, is it, it's similar to walking because that's what you're doing, right? I mean,
yeah, Jeremy, there's no special skills involved.
Good. I'm gonna be, we'll ace this.
Yeah, special tool is the snowshoe. It has come a long way. We're not using the old wooden frame snowshoes with the catgut woven.
Looks like a tennis racket.
Yes, that's right. These are plastic. They'll fit to any boots. You're just going to walk on them. You can use poles if you feel necessary. If you feel that's necessary, we're going to walk along a flat lake for a while, and then we're going to head up Watchtower Canyon.
Off-roading, as they call it, I guess. Now, I mean, just looking at the visuals, again, I mentioned we have the pictures on our website, jasper.jbonair.com. And if you just, I mean, if you just listen to that, there's nothing. It's really, it's just silent out here, I swear. You don't have, you know, planes going over. You don't have sirens, just like you would in the big city. So it's remarkable. So we've got the big open lake here. And you're saying that there's not very much water underneath us where we're about to go.
No, we're going to be walking basically on a dry lake bed. In the spring, it'll start filling up. It's called Medicine Lake. The First Nations people thought it was crazy medicine that this lake would appear and disappear with the seasons. As you can see, the tree line is the highest watermark, and it's probably 20 meters above the lake bottom right now.
Crazy. So, yeah, so big, flat, open area, and then we're going to be going up. I would call it a snowbank because that's just where I'm from. And then we're going to go up through the trees, and so we're going uphill quite a bit. So in distance, I guess, how far from this starting point are we going up, roughly?
We're going to walk along the lake maybe not quite a kilometer, and then up, we're going to climb up this watershed another three-quarters of a kilometer maybe. And a total vertical gain of probably under 100 meters, maybe 150 meters vertical gain.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's go out. This one, I'm not quite so nervous as when I was going downhill skiing. That was a little bit more intimidating. So again, jasper.jbonair.com. We'll be back in about 15 minutes, and I'll tell you, you know, if it's easy, if it's difficult, and we'll hear more about the different snowshoeing adventures that you can do with Sundog Tours. Let's get back
to
the music.
Let's go.
All right. Here we go.